You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Melinda Rackley, the Inspiration Engineer, and we are filling in for Mr. Joseph. He is away spreading the good news and encouraging the lives of some young people this morning. So we're going to be filling in. I have Miss Tiffany P.
Nada. Yes.
Look, I wasn't even going to try to pronounce the
That's
last name.
Okay.
She came in good too. Nada. So we are going to go ahead and dive in, but I want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Let's connect. Visit our website at www.harvestgroupinstitute.com, or you can give us a call at 904-533-6154. And I want to do something a little different today. I'm going to try and talk about all of our sponsors and the events that are happening in 2 minutes. Okay?
You
so, Miss Tiffany,
it.
You got
you can do it. I have faith in you.
All right. So, everybody, pull out your pens, pull out your paper. This is some great stuff going on, and we have some really great sponsors. So, we first want to acknowledge Rack City Inspiration. Of course, that's me. That's your one-stop shop for all things written. If you have a book, an idea, if you have all these journals and you want to get them into a book, give me a call, or you can visit the website, RackCityInspiration.com. And special thanks to our sponsors, Kids in Capes. And they are amazing, amazing nonprofit organization. It is for kids safety and sexual abuse. It's a wonderful resource. And it's so surprising. I was watching a documentary about trafficking, like human
yes.
trafficking. And
yes.
I did not know that it's everywhere. Like
yes.
it's not
right
a specific place.
Yes.
Everywhere. And it's like you just don't know. So this is a great resource. Get information. Keep your kids safe.
Protect
and that's
them.
Kids in Capes. Inc. We also want to acknowledge Mr. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Of course, this is Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. And if you're ready to take that next step and get your things in order, get your retirement plans, just go over your finances, look at your credit, whatever you need to do, go ahead and give Mr. Nick Poe a call at First Command Financial. That number is 904-269-8772. And we have a very special event today that we are going to be highlighting. The Conference of National Black Churches is having their 2008 National Consultation. And the theme this year is Unearthing the Effects of Racism, a Pathway to Hope in a Time of Hate. So that is amazing. It definitely sounds like something I would like to go to. And that's going to be in Orlando, Florida. The dates are December 11th through the 13th this year at the Rosen Center Hotel in Orlando, Florida. And again, it is the 2018 National Consultation. It's a unity service. So it's just to bring the community together, bring awareness to the issues, and let's try to figure out together how we can overcome the obstacles that we are facing right now, because we are better together, right? The Conference of the National Black Churches invites you again to this service, and it's hosted by Bishop Derek Hutchins. He's a senior pastor of New Life Church of God in Christ. And so the guest preacher for the evening is going to be Dr. James Perkins. It's just going to be a wonderful time of fellowship and unity among churches. Just go out and enjoy yourself. And again, that is in Orlando, Florida, December 11th at 7 p.m. And that address is 3311 North Powers Drive, Orlando, Florida.
It's an amazing church. I've visited several times, and I'm always blessed when I go. So
wow.
I'm trying to get it on my schedule as well.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be carpooling.
Yay.
All right. And give us a call here at the station today. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know what you're doing to continue financing your future. The number here at the station is 904-296-2251. So we're going to dig in. And so we've been talking about love and taking action, you know, and love is an action word.
It
it's
is.
Not just a sit down and do nothing word. It's an action word.
It's not a text me, hey, big head.
Right. Yeah. WYD, you know, it's get
Can't
up,
it out.
Get
yes.
out
yes.
and do something,
yes.
you know. So finance your future for love's sake. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's do a brief review just in case you hadn't been listening for the last few Saturdays, which I know you you all have been. So the first thing that we've been talking about is your key performance indicator. You know, evaluate your finances and spending habits. Look at your debt to income ratio. Know your pockets inside and out.
I wanted to share our key performance indicators in our household. And so we have a bit of an age range in our children. Mm-hmm. So we have a 22-year-old and a 21-year-old home and a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And so two of our big key performance indicators are, is first of all, to have 6 months of bills saved up in a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if there's a health issue or anything major, you don't want, the average household is 2 paychecks away from being homeless.
Yes.
And then for our 2 adult children, they have no financial obligations in the house. However, they have to submit their savings accounts to us for review so that we can see when they leave our house, they're going to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When they're making their salaries, or well, not really salaries, but their hourly pay, it's supposed to go into the bank account because mommy and daddy cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
we know we are going to move in with Tiffany. If you're grown, let's move in with Tiffany and just show her your savings account.
So, yeah, so those are 2 big indicators for us. And if my children's accounts have a dip in it, then I need an explanation.
Yes. That's great. So parents, that's a good thing. If you have adult children living with you, or even children you're preparing for the world, teach them how to save. Teach them how to evaluate their savings. That is amazing, Miss Tiffany. You're teaching me something now because my baby's 6 and she don't have a savings yet. I'm scared.
She's going to start. Yes.
All right. So that's a part of knowing your pockets inside and out. And Tiffany, you said something the week before last, overflow is no accident.
Right.
You know, you got to plan for that thing. You got to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. And taking care of business truly is a love thing.
Yes.
And that means taking care of your home and family with life insurance. You don't want to leave them with debt and bills and things. And I did not know, and I don't know how accurate this is, but a friend of mine told me that when her spouse died, there were still student loans and things that she had to pay.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought that when the person died, the debt is gone, but there's still someone who has to cover some of these debts. So make sure that you have insurance and be logical. Understand your assets and your investments, and know that it's not an asset until it makes you money.
Wow.
If it doesn't make you money, it's not really an
asset.
That's
a paradigm shift.
Right. And it's not an investment until you put money into it, you know. It's kind of like my nephew in college. He's over at FAMU. Woo! All my Rattlers.
My dad is a Rattler.
Look, I graduated from FAMU, and I told him, you better go to FAMU. I'm not going to be your aunt anymore if you don't go to FAMU. No, I'm just kidding. I would have supported him anywhere he went, just for the listeners, you know. But no, it's like you have to invest. Education is an investment.
Yes, it is.
You know, it is a big investment. It's not only a time investment, but it's a money investment. It is an energy investment. It's a family investment overall. So you have to look at all the levels of that. And again, I want to remind you all to give us a call here. The number is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Let us know how you have invested in your family. Let us know about your assets and investments, or, you know, if you have any tips, or you just want to tell us to be quiet. We don't know what we're talking about. We want to hear from you today. And I'm going to share a scripture.
Okay. Wonderful.
And it's James 4:17. And it says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him, it is a sin.
Say loud on that.
Right.
Say loud on
that. When I read that, I'm like, what? So, Lord, you mean if I know what to do with my money and I don't do it and I go spend money on McDonald's instead of paying my tithe? Is that a sin for me? Because I knew, what to do.
Harvest Group Institute had an amazing event on, was that Thursday?
Thursday, yes.
And one of the things that Joseph Tolbert Jr. said was, responsible is being responsible for, being responding with your actions, responding with your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not responsible with your actions, after you've given knowledge to do better, you've sinned.
Wow. Yes. And that's how it is with our money. And I didn't realize it until, like, I just recently, within the last 9 months, started taking my money seriously, because I'm like, oh gosh, I can't be on the radio talking about money and I'm not taking care of my money, right?
Yes.
So I buckled down. And I didn't realize how frivolous and sinful I was in my finances.
You evaluated yourself.
Yes. It takes evaluation. You have to look at yourself and say, okay, Lord, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Now give me the courage and the strength and the wisdom to always be able to do the right things with my money.
Because one of the things that I realized, and I just got this paradigm shift probably in the last 10 years, I can preach to my children all day long, but they're watching what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have an avalanche of Amazon packages coming to the house,
yes.
regardless of what I say about saving, they see that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even if I say, be thou removed, and I hide it in the closet, my children know I have been on Amazon. My six-year-old told me, he said, Mommy, I know how to find out what I got for Christmas. And I said, how? He said, I'm going to go on your Amazon order history and check and see. I said, oh, I have to unsave my password. This six-year-old is more intelligent than his mother.
Yes. And it's crazy because around the holidays is when we are the most frivolous in our finances.
Exactly.
And we're thinking, oh, I'll just catch up next month because you got income tax month coming up.
Right.
And it's like, no. Mm. Don't plan on that. Just do right now, each month.
Consistently?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Be consistent, you know? And one way that I really hold myself accountable is to connect with others who have achieved significant financial goals.
That's so wonderful.
You know, and when I say significant, that could even mean just successfully running a house, a family. You know, for me, I try to be around other women. My goal is to get married one day, so I want to hang around married women who have a functioning household of unity and love.
Did you say functioning?
You know?
Yes.
Right? You know, find some virtuous women who know what to do with their finances. We're not all out shopping and spending money crazy all the time. There are people who have it together.
Right. They're not everybody thinks weave is an investment.
Right.
And I've seen the advertisements that say, you know, invest in good weave because it's going to return and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out how weave is an investment. And it's expensive.
It is. I saw like a bundles for like $1,000. I'm like, what? It better be hair from God.
It better massage me. It better give me implant knowledge in my head while those tracks are on my head. I can't fathom it. And so I'm blessed to have my mother and father who have been married for, so I'm 45. God, I just said that online. My brother's 48. So that means they've been married 51 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then my aunt and uncle have been married just under that, like 49 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they are amazing resources on, you know, how to handle finances, how to discuss finances, how to be respectful, how to be a virtuous woman. And not everyone has the opportunity to have those amazing resources. So shout out to my Aunt Betty, my favorite auntie, and my beautiful mother, Ellie.
Yeah, it's connecting with others. And we live in a world today where it's easy to be disconnected because we have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But get connected, because Facebook, Twitter,
real
and Instagram,
connection.
They can't pay your bills for you most of the time. I mean, there are some people, I guess, who get money from posting stuff, but for regular everyday people, use it wisely. Get connected in a healthy way.
You shared something, and I'm going to share it on live. I hope it's okay. Mm-hmm. That you took the Facebook app off your phone.
Yes.
So that you didn't get lost in scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing to me. I have not taken it off my phone yet, but I said, maybe that's something I need to consider, because how much time do I lose or lack focus on something that is actually productive when I'm just scrolling?
Strolling. And it's just like, I found myself, instead of reading or writing or doing something that was really going to help me make more money or live a better life, I was sucked into looking at other people's pretend live on Facebook.
Yes.
So, you know, it's being wise, you know, and connecting with others who have achieved significant financial goals. And then another thing is, identify your goals and research the steps to take for your financial success plan.
So it's not a one size fit all. I have 3 biological children, and then I have my 5 bonus children.
Mm-hmm.
So my plan is not going to work for you, since you were smart and stopped at 1.
Right. 1 is a magic number. No. Yeah, no, it's like we all have to create a plan that works, because we all have different components. You know, my light bill may be $120, whereas yours may be
$422.
Oh, my. Ooh, girl. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for my little 100.
Did I just do a heart test for you?
You did.
You did a stress test. You're feeling good? Okay.
Yes. It's like we all have different components, different pieces to our puzzle. So we have to sit down and say, okay, I know that if I have A, B, and C, then I can come in with X right here.
Yeah.
You know, it's all different for every single one of us. And I want to remind you, if you're listening in, to give us a call. The number here is 904-296-2251.
Oh, yes.
Didn't we sound amazing?
We did.
call us and tell us how wonderful we sound. And I also want to give a special spot shout out to our sponsors.
Yes.
This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Let's connect. Visit our website, www.harvestgroupinstitute.com, or give us a call at 904-533-6154. And special thanks to our other sponsors, Rack City Inspiration. That's me, your girl, Melinda Rackley, the inspiration engineer. Hit up my website, www.rackcityinspiration.com. Let me help you get that book from idea to action onto some pages and into some hands. Get you some money flowing.
Yes, real racks.
Yes, real racks on racks on racks. Look. And then we also want to give a special spot shout out to Kids in Kate's Inc.
Protecting our children.
Yes, yes. Learn about sexual abuse. It's a resource for you. Learn it, parents. We need to use our resources. It's a nonprofit organization. They're doing some great things in the community. So please reach out to them. Visit their website. And Tiffany, what's that website again?
Kids in, the letter N, Capes, Inc., INC.org.
Yes, yes. Please, you guys, visit, especially if you have kids. I know I'm going to visit myself and do some education because I think they have educational
courses. Yes, they do.
Courses.
They have books like Don't You Dare Touch Me There, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Leave Me Alone, You Mean Old Bully. Dr. Kendra Albury really has answered the call of God to mm-hmm. help us protect our children. And yeah. that camel mentality is not going to stop. Sticking your head in the sand is not mm-hmm. going to stop your child from being hurt.
No. Right, right. Don't let it get to your door before you do something.
Yes.
Be proactive in that. And then First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, give him a call if you're kind of at the point of needing to know how to get yourself organized with your retirement or anything regarding your finances, call Nick Poe over at First Command Financial. His number is 904-269-8772. And then last but not least, we want to remind you to visit the Conference of National Black Churches, their 2018 National Consultation. The theme this year is Unearthing the Effects of Racism, a Pathway to Hope in a Time of Hate. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and register today. That conference is December 11th through 13th. Of 2018. It's in Orlando, Florida at the Rosen Center Hotel. And the address is going to be 3311 North Powers Drive. That's at New Life Church of God in Christ. And again, it's just going to be a wonderful time of unity coming together to talk about the things that is going on in the community, creating healthy solutions, just creating ways that we can all get involved. And it's a good time of fellowship as well.
Exactly.
It's good to be around other churches, other people. Get outside of just
divine
your church.
Yes, in a unified way.
Yes, yes, yes. And go out and visit again. That is in Orlando, Florida. Tuesday, December 11th. The service is at 7 p.m. And again, that address is 3311 North Powers Drive. That's New Life Church of God in Christ. Give us a call here at the radio station if you'd like more information about any of these events or any of our sponsors, or even just to give us a call and let us know how you're doing in your life, or if you need some tips or ways that you can connect with others. Our number here is 296-2251. That was great. That was great. I love it.
And I want to throw on that as well. Mm-hmm. We reach almost 50,000 listeners. So mm-hmm. if you'd like to be a sponsor and you'd like to have something highlighted on our station,
yes.
contact Joseph Talbot Jr.
Right, he's going to be a
maybe
doctor.
I spoke it into existence.
Right, contact. It's good to have outlets like this because I've noticed even since I've started being involved, mm-hmm. My business has grown. You know, I'm getting calls. I'm yes. getting people to say, hey, I heard about you on the radio. My neighbor, she's like, I heard
That's
your name wonderful. On the radio. So it was really cool that people are listening. They're
yes.
hearing and they want to be involved. They want to be a part.
Yes.
So it's a great thing. Just give us a call here. Again, the number is 904-296-2251. All right. And then going back to some action steps that you can take. Create a list of all your expenses, anything that you spend money on or any place you get money from. And I challenge you to put them in one of the four categories.
Wow.
And so when Joseph, we were talking about the show today, and when he was saying it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's true. And I actually went home and like put myself in a category, and you'd be surprised. So the first category is asset.
Mm.
The second is liability. Third, investment. And the last is necessity.
And I want to say, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to make this list
mm-hmm.
because it's an opportunity to assess where you are
mm-hmm.
and give yourself mm-hmm. some even minor goals.
Yeah.
To change it. So if your assets are none or 1 to 3 and your liabilities are greater, it's not, it's don't be afraid to do that so that you can figure out a way to change that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how, when I wrote it down last night, I put everything out and I was noticing that some things are in multiple categories. Mm. And those are the things I was like, well, I'm going to keep it. Because like, for instance, my cell phone. For me, it's an asset because it makes me money. My business, my website, people call me on it. You know, these phones can really do a lot these days. Like, they're little computers in our pockets. But it's also a necessity because I got my daughter. So if the school calls me, I need to make sure I'm able to answer and see what they need. And then it's also an investment because I'm putting money into it. You know, I got this fancy iPhone here, you know, and, you know, they come out with new ones every couple of years and this one stops working. So it's an investment. And then it can also be a bit of a liability sometimes because it takes away some of my time that I can do other things with. But I had to weigh out, okay, so is it more of an asset or a liability? Is it more of an investment or a necessity? And then once I weighed out which of the most important components, if fulfilled, I was able to say, okay, this is a bill I need to keep. Yes. Whereas my light bill, that's a necessity. We got to have lights. Yes. I can't do my job without lights.
Come to the light, Caroline.
Right.
Yes.
Because I got to live in my house. You know, I got to have a home office. So I have to have a light bill. And then I thought about little things like food. So food is a necessity, but the amount that I was spending.
And where?
Right. Like, because, you know, I'm a Publix fan where shopping is always a pleasure.
It is a pleasure. You know?
Publix and Chick-fil-A are straight from heaven. And so I thought about this thing. I was spending, and it's just, you know, me and my daughter, household of two, and we were spending like maybe $300. I whispered that, you know, on groceries. But it was just because I'm just going to one store. Yes. I don't like the shop. But then I thought about this thing. Okay, well, if I go to Publix and get some stuff, if I go over here to Freshville Farm and get some stuff, you know, all these other places that you can go to still get what you need. Yes. And you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. So when you do this category, when you put it all out, asset, liability, investment, and necessity, even if you find yourself, you know, having large amounts in one of the categories, think about ways you can reduce it. Think about ways that, okay, I'm spending $500 on, you know, food right now. Maybe I can get that down to $300. Or, you know, maybe if you're a good cook, maybe sell some cakes or something, you know, to create different ways that you can change your categories or increase your assets.
It is against the law to stop feeding your daughter. So we're not going to just cut that out.
Right, I can't cut that out.
I'm not going to say how much I realized I was spending on food, but it was like $1,100.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Woo, we're going to Tiffany's house for
dinner.
But
it's because I also have this army mentality with cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have a ton of food, and, you know, we'd take some for lunch, but then it would still be extra. And I got to the point where I was throwing food away, and I said, oh, my God, please forgive me, because I'm literally putting money in the trash. Mm-hmm. So I had to assess, like, where's the balance between having enough and not wasting?
Yes, that's good. Having enough and not wasting. That is good. That's good. Now, again, I want to remind you guys to give us a call, 296-2251. I love it. Here at the radio station. And then, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. You know, once you understand your expenses, then you can appropriately allocate your dollars. So many small steps in the right direction, that will lead you to arrival at your desired location. You know, just these small steps, little small steps day by day, taking small bites of this bigger puzzle will get you where you're trying to go.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
One single step, you know, one day at a time. Just and one thing for me, it was when I had to go into the world of working kind of for myself, it was a shift because I realized, okay, I got to be a little bit more consistent in myself and my spending and center myself inside, you know. And a lot of times when we think about finances, we don't think about looking within us, you know, to see what kind of habits we learned as a child. Because our parents can instill some habits about finances. You know, if we saw our parents spend frivolously, then we tend to think, oh, we're going to just spend. We didn't know where our parents got the money from or how they made ends meet.
I'm still waiting to know where the money tree is.
Right. Can you tell me if you find it?
I will.
Please.
And I will give you a sprout so
you can
grow one.
Please. I'll help you grow your own. You guys, and I just want to remind you, Miss Tiffany P.
Nada.
She is one of the most funny comedians. Actually, she is the only female clean comedian that I know. So, like, she's funny. She makes me laugh. She makes me giggle so much. And I just learned that I'm supposed to to oil my leather.
Yes. Right? And not throw your leather coat away when it cracks.
Yeah, that's not a good financial.
Actually, oiled mine last night.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And I thought about you as I was...
So I want to remind you guys, please connect with her on Facebook, Instagram. She had a wonderful event last Saturday after mm-hmm. the show. And from what I hear, people were just over in stitches laughing. So,
Thank you.
Please connect with her. Tiffany, do you have your Facebook? You want to give out your Facebook information?
I am Tiffany Danielle Pineda, P-I-N-E-D-A. And actually, I'm the only one. I've looked it up.
Really?
Yes. And I'm on Instagram as Dimples0.
Oh, I love it. And she does.
People
have
would always say, I want dimples. And I'm like, well, if I give you mine, I'll have zero. So that was how I came up with that.
I love it. And please don't forget Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Our website is www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. Or you can give us a call at 904-533-6154. Again, Kids in Capes, Inc. Keep your kids safe, guys. Please keep your kids safe. Yes, it is. And with my little girl, it's like I watch her like a hawk every day. Like, you know, I'm asking questions. You know, I want to know, how did they go? Did anybody touch you? You know, and it's good to have these resources so you'll know how to have these tough conversations. And then First Command Financial, Nick Poe. I know that we've been talking about love being an action word and how you need to take action with your finances. So now is the time. Okay, we're wrapping up this love series in finances as far as taking action. So this is the time for you. Take action. You know, the number for Nick Poe is 904-269-8772. Okay. Please, and if you need more information, please feel free to just give us a call and we'll give you his information over the phone. But just connect. That's the first step, is connecting. And then don't forget to visit New Life Church of God in Christ, 3311 North Powers Drive in Orlando, Florida, on December the 11th for their special unity service. It's, you know, it's great to get connected with the community. We all talk about how we want to solve problems and we want change.
Again, action.
Yes, we got to take action. Get connected, because you can only do so much your one self. But once you get connected in the right community with the right set of people,
we can really.
There's a proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with someone. It's like an African proverb or something. Yes. And it's so amazing, because that's true. If I want to go somewhere really fast, I know, okay, I got to get up and I got to go by myself. But if I want to go far, I'm going to build a team, because there are things that they can do that I cannot. Mm. So get over to this service if you're in the Orlando area, even if you're not.
Or
it's
couple.
Not that far, right? Because that's what me and Tiffany are doing. She just doesn't know it yet.
Yes. It'll be awesome.
Right? Fun. That address again is 3311 North Powers Drive in Orlando, Florida. And that's December the 11th. And it is at 7 p.m. And that unity service is hosted by Bishop Hutchins. Please, please, guys, it's going to be so important that you get there, especially with this new year coming. You don't want to miss it. And remember, you are not alone. No. We are all trying to figure out this finance thing. We are all trying to get it together, but we can do it. You know, we can do it. If you need help, reach out to us at Harvest Group Institute.
Yes.
Reach out to someone. Find someone that you can connect with. And remember that many small steps in the right direction lead to arrival at the desired location.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So just take a step. Every day, don't forget, we are here for you. We understand. And keep listening to us here. If you would like to be a sponsor, please reach out to us, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Or you can even like our Facebook page, Harvest Group Institute, on Facebook or Instagram. And we want to connect
or
with
Cash
you.
App.
Yes, Cash App. What is it? Cash Shine Harvest Group Institute.
Yes.
All right. So we would love to connect with you. We are so excited about the future with you guys, and we're just so excited to help you get your events out. It's amazing how we had a poet. She had an event, and she came on and talked about her event. It was really an exciting event. Sold out.
Wonderful.
Sold out. Standing room only.
Is that Chocolate Fee?
Yes.
I love her.
Standing room only. So it's like, it's great to get your event out, you know, to people that you can't physically touch or see in person, you know. So we are here to help you get your events out, and we're here to help you finance your future. So if you need anything from us, remember to give us a call. The number that you can reach us in the office is 904-533-6154. Yes! Tiffany, girl, you get it. I love it. 6154.
Yes. You want it to stick in their brains.
Right. Yes. And that website is www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. harvestgroupinstitute.com. All right.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been wonderful.
Yes, yes. And it's your girl, Melinda Rackley, the inspiration engineer, and Miss Tiffany
Pineda. Yeah.
We'll see you next time. You have a wonderful rest of the week.
Be
and
blessed.
Remember, take action in love. All right.
All right.
So if Mr. Joseph was here, he would say drive fast and take chances. But we're not going to say that because we don't want you to get a ticket. So we're just going to say enjoy your day. Love y'all.
Yes. Thank
Bye.
You.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.